Hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister Kix. Hi, Kix.
Hi.
How we doing?
I'm feeling fab because I'm about to have a 4-day weekend because I can and I can't
wait. Work, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you doing?
Well, my
you took tomorrow off?
No, I took Monday and Tuesday off. My
oh yeah, because your birthday. But I just didn't. I figured you would work on your birthday because you always do.
No, I actually usually don't. Last year was the first time I have like in my professional life. I'm not like I don't. That's like what I like to do for myself. I like to buy myself something, and I like to not work on my birthday.
What did you buy yourself?
I'm buying myself a new tattoo.
Oh sure.
Yeah. And something I've been recently obsessed with, and it's maybe my like New York City TikTok / life, is I'm in my bag era, but like I'm like on vintage Gucci like search for a bag, and I don't have the money for that. So that's
I get it. We talked about this on the pod about how we both wanted bags.
Yeah,
we actually had Eugene reached out, and he was like, "You should do on Poshmark, Ferragamo has a great, I think it was Ferragamo that he suggested, or like he gave, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
He sent me like a full list of like ways to get like a good bag that at an affordable price, but that's something that's still an investment and not like a gross hand-me-down.
Right. I bring that up because like the amount of money I do spend on tattoos, and probably the tattoo I'm about to get would be like not a Gucci bag. Certainly not. Maybe if you add them all up, but
wait, how long do you think this new tattoo is going to be? That's going to take, how big is it going to be? I mean, I know what it is if you want to share.
Maybe like 3 inches.
Oh, that's not so big.
It's not so big.
I think mine's going to be kind of big.
I had a dream. Like okay. I had a dream the other night that, oh my God. Okay. That I was at a tattoo shop and the tattoo artist was like, "This is what I made you." And I didn't want it, but I didn't know what to do.
That happened to you.
Yes. And like in my dream, it had already happened to me. Like I had already had a tattoo that I was like meh about. But this one was like, you know, like Monster High? Like those like, yes. Yeah, it was like that, but a troll. And then I blacked out my foot for some reason. So
like colored your foot black?
Yeah, it's like a thing people do. Like they black out their like half of their arm.
You know, it kind of.
I don't. It feels weird to me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That was my dream, and then someone was like, "Oh, I'll just add something like of my style in it," and I was like, "Okay." Like I didn't know what to do. Anyways.
Often as it didn't happen, but that would happen to you. So never put yourself in that situation. Kix is getting like her cat's face on her arm. It's gonna be really cute.
It's gonna
I haven't
be very
seen
cute.
The drawing of it.
Did he I haven't it either. You? So we're.
I didn't tell you, but I'm going the same day with you.
What? Oh, you did plan it, the same time. Yeah. Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, he's drawing mine right now. I'm getting for those listening, I'm getting a scream tattoo.
Like the painting. I'm kidding.
Movie. I'm getting ghost face on me, but we're gonna like make it cute and a little campy and a little like just like a little trendy. Not I told him I was like, I don't want anything super like, it's not about gore, it's like about the pop culture aspect of it, right. So I want it to be fun and but I think it's gonna be kind of big.
I can't wait.
I think
I'm so
I decided what
you.
I want to do is with one of my arms is do like really cool fun like artistic pop culture tattoos.
So Lisa Rinna, her lips.
What?
Her lips are gonna be.
Oh,
next.
I thought you meant like she. No, please not. Nothing. I was telling Brian about it. And he was like, would you get Housewives on?
Fuck,
and I'm like,
no. Those are real people.
Because Scream is forever, but Housewives is not forever. Like Scream is never gonna become bad.
Right.
In the same way that like there like Beyonce, like there are Beyonce moments that. I hesitate putting her on my body, but I just mean like if it was a reference, a nod to her,
yeah,
that's never gonna feel like it's gonna leave and like go out of style. And not go out of style, but like Housewives one day will end and people will be like, what
Thank
is
God.
That? No, it really will. I think people don't totally wrap their mind around that. Like This is fleeting what we're doing.
So thanks for tuning in.
Well, there's so much better television on than what we're covering, because I don't know. I know you have not been watching, but the new season of Love is Blind is so wild.
I've heard, like, just from people posting, it seems like it's like better than season two.
I think season two was, I think we all really liked it. Did you watch season two?
No.
I think season two, at first, we were all just like obsessed with it because it was finally back, because it took such a long hiatus. But then on second thought, like, they all really sucked and they weren't really good. It wasn't that good of television. Mm-hmm. And everyone was really dark, not in the watchable ways. Like, that guy Shane just looked like he had a drug problem. Like, yeah. Cocaine. It was just like on a bender all the time. It was just like hard to watch, and he's like our main character. It was just, I don't know.
Because season one was so successful because it was wild that they were doing this, and then like the couple of the century, Lauren and Cameron, came out of it still married, and mm-hmm. everybody loved. They were just so lovable. And then there was Amber and that other guy,
Barnett.
They're still married, which is bonkers.
And they had a child, and he is on this season. There's a Barnett. No, they haven't really. Oh. But I'm saying there's a Barnett and Amber. Like, if their child aged quickly, he'd be here. His name's Cole. He looks exactly like Barnett and acts exactly like him, with a little bit of Amber's like craziness.
Maybe I'll watch.
I really think you like it. And what's so interesting about it is they're going more in depth in. One of the couples has a very real conversation about abortion, and then another couple is super open about like the differences in their, you know, religious beliefs. And then like, they're navigating really real things while also being monsters. And then there's this one man who, I can't figure out if I should say it or not, because I don't know if you've seen it. It's in the pods when it happens, but
no. Is it the workout? No,
there is that. One guy is like telling this woman about like, I can't remember if it's like a dead parent or something like that, but it's like that level of trauma. Mm-hmm. And he can hear her mic like, and then like you pan over to her pod and she's fully doing like a HIIT workout.
Jesus Christ.
She's like P90X with Sean T.
Something that really worries me about the like the pod situation is I just want them to be able to go outside, because what I picture is that they're all in a single huge like studio warehouse in Atlanta.
I'm sure that they have some open air spaces.
It just like, I don't know why it gives me a lot of stress thinking about
they're not there that long.
How long do you think they're there? Like a week?
I bet it's like 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks of filming. What are you talking about? Big Brother is there for 4 months.
Yeah, that's a long fucking time.
2 to 3 weeks trapped inside. We kind of did it.
Yeah, I did ourselves. That.
Yeah. Yeah, you literally lived in an apartment with no windows for like.
Oh my God, that apartment was sucked. And I think
you didn't leave at some points of time for at least like days.
Yeah, that apartment, like I was thinking about it actually yesterday because my plant's dying because it's not getting enough sun. And I was like, damn, this bitch would not have even lasted a day in my last apartment.
No, you had one window.
One window in the bathroom. Oh no, one window in the bedroom. Two in the living room. Excuse you, Tom.
There was a second one.
Right next to it.
There's the one behind the television, but where was the other one?
That's what I'm saying. There's two of them, I think.
Okay, that's one window.
Yeah. And then the kicker is that there was a window that they closed off. So
crazy. The idea of closing a window feels dangerous, honestly.
Oh my God.
Only in New York. No, but I really suggest watching it. There is a moment in the pods though that this man does something that he thinks that cameras are off, but he's not smart enough to know that if your mic's on, we're still rolling. Mm-hmm. And something really
does
crazy
he like happened. Whip out his dick or something?
No.
Okay.
No, it's like worse than that in a way, because like it's not. It's sociopathic behavior. He he's talking about his relationship with a woman, and he goes, can we stop for a second? And he pulls out eye drops and puts them in his eyes, so he looks like he's crying. He's like, okay, I'm ready. And then he's like, I just don't know what I'd do without her.
Oh my God. Reality TV has ruined the world.
It has, but what I'm liking in reality, which will transition as well, very well into Bravo, is finally, I feel like the producers, the editors are listening to the people when we say we want fourth wall breaking, because it makes her, it's so much more interesting. Mm-hmm. It's so annoying when we're pretending that there's not like 10 people like on the other side of like their TikTok dance studio in Potomac. Like Wendy, that was rough.
I was texting our good friend of the pod, real life best friend, star of Netflix's Partner Track. I was texting him during while he was watching it, and I mentioned to him, I'm like, I actually am liking Wendy as like a villain, but she hasn't quite, like, she's entering this nice, like, cozy jacket of like, I'm like here, I'm cozy, this is my villain era. Like, she feels, it feels like she's settling in.
I'm sorry, y'all. I said it last season, and I know not everyone agreed with me, but she's not for me. And she frustrates me, Wendy, because I feel the phoniness. Like, and then we just literally saw an example of it where she literally switched. But I don't think she's smart enough for, I think she's smarter than everyone on the show, but I don't think she's smart enough as a reality star to make a villain work. She's a bit too sensitive, as we saw.
I think she's accidentally becoming a villain, which I'm liking. I think
that's not interesting to me. I don't think, like, what do you mean accidentally? I don't even think she is the villain. I just think she's playing the game correctly.
See,
how do you think she's the villain?
What I am seeing, especially in last episode, it's like, for like, the, she's becoming unlikable in a way that I'm like interested to watch. Maybe it's not like the villain with a capital V, but like, she is doing the craziest shit. She's saying the most bizarre shit. She's yelling at Robin to stand on all 10 of your toes, and then tells her 2 seconds later to sit down. Like, that's arguably hilarious, but like also insane. Like, she just is looking bad, and that I'm liking that glow up for her.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's nice to see a little bit of a crack, but I don't know. I struggle with her, like, well, you know, I was on MSNBC, and then like, I have a restaurant where I'm only going to have 20%. And that whole thing was so insane to me. I'm like, 20% of the restaurant? Why are you starting this business with a man who's had many failed restaurants?
Scammer.
Yeah. You have candles. You haven't even heard about the candles again yet. We've just, so many things going on. And it just feels like she's using the show to just do as much as she can.
Of course she is. Instead of
clocking into work like Robin. I'm sorry, I need someone to make a supercut of every time Robin entered a scene in this past episode, because we need the, like, a single mom who works two jobs. She kept showing up and
popping everywhere.
She's like, she's always like power walking.
She literally ran into that lunch with Candace and Chris. Like, how did she, where did she come, why was she there?
Just for the show.
Exactly.
I think she was like, Robin, wake up. And she's like, on it. I'm going.
But they were literally like paying for the meal. And she's like, hey, guys. And I don't think Chris knew she was coming.
No. And then the Mia scene, too, was so funny to me. Y'all. And did you hear Mia's tagline?
No, but I was going to bring that up. Why haven't we got them until literally today?
I don't know. But we do have them now. They haven't. They announced them, but they haven't.
Should we read them out? Because I haven't looked at them.
Go to Kendrick's story and just like go through. Oh, he doesn't write them out though. Okay. I'm not sure where to find it, but you can work on that. But Mia's is, I may not remember everything, but you won't forget me.
I think I like it.
I know, but as a woman, like, navigating what could be a fake cancer storyline, for her tagline to be like, I may not remember everything, but you won't forget me. I mean, I'm a deeply forgetful person in many ways. And
I forget everything.
yes, you are too, but we have different forgetfulness holes. Mine comes in the form of like life home things, like I'm a multitasker, but I will always be like, for instance, growing up, I would like leave cabinet doors
No,
open
the
and I
fridge.
saw, or the fridge open, and I saw a TikTok of you know, like the Carly Rae Jepsen audio that's going around of like the
I
I'm
tucked them
coming back for you,
in.
baby. I'm coming
Yeah,
back, that
yeah.
thing. Someone made one where it was like a cabinet was open and it was like me telling myself I'm gonna come back and close that cabinet in a second. It's like I'm coming back for you. That
That's
is
you.
me in a nutshell, because I never go back and close it. For instance, my current toxic trait is that when the poop bags run out for Russell when I'm outside, I literally am like, Tom, you must replace it when you get back. You must replace it when you get back. And then I get back in the apartment, I'm like, what should I watch? And Brian will just send me a text message with a photo of like the empty like container of food bags. And he's like, what have you done? So, but
Okay,
in
I've
Mia's respect, I feel like I connect with Mia. Like I'm in that sentence does
sure.
like you won't forget me, but I probably will forget a lot of things. Like that kind of is me, but I'm
Okay.
also not navigating a cancer storyline.
So Karen's is just like a three wick. I burn slow and never waver.
I
What do
think
you
that's
rate that?
fantastic.
I don't like
I give
it.
it.
I think I will like it when I hear her say
You
it.
need to hear her say
Yeah.
it. She says it just, you know, in such a way.
Oh,
I would give it
God.
like a, what are we rating it? Like 0 out of 10?
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw an 8 at it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I like it.
You may think you know my
What about
story.
you? You didn't give your rating.
Like a five.
Okay.
You may think you know my story, but there's always a plot twist, Ashley. It's good.
See, for me, it's like a 4 because, like, we know your story. You may not know your story, but we know it. You were married to a creeper.
Yeah, literally. It's, ugh. Okay.
Know that.
I'm gonna say I don't care about her. So, okay. My vocals are clean, but my reeds are for filth. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, the best.
And
She's going
she
to be the
looks
star
so
of the season.
beautiful, like her Jessica
No, I
Rabbit.
know. Yeah,
Oh,
it's so
God.
good.
She's amazing. Okay. Ugh, here we go. Giselle. I'm pretty petty and always sitting on ready.
Flop. It sounds like a drag race verse in one of the songs.
It does.
I'm pretty, I'm petty, I'm sitting on ready, and I'm gonna snatch the crown. Like it's like
Snatch, snatch, snatch the crown.
yeah, like don't you could feel that like built into a drag race finale song?
Absolutely. Oh, why aren't these girls on Drag Race? Okay. Not in like as a contestant, but as like a
It's
judge.
like, what do you mean? They can't be.
I may not remember everything. Okay, sorry.
Oh, funny. I'm sorry. It's one of my
I
favorite
think
taglines
I'm
to ever
really.
have been.
I'm gonna give it a nine.
No, I think I'm giving it a 10 because it's hilarious because she doesn't understand how tragic that is.
Oh, God. Okay, Robin, when it comes to the truth, I always arrive on time. It's good. I would say it like a seven.
It feels a little stock housewives for me, but I understand the nod she's making to her being a late person.
Yeah, it is very stock housewives. Okay, Wendy, I'm a Nigerian queen with no time for mean. Flop,
So
because you are mean.
when I heard when you hear her say it, it says it sounds like she says, I'm a Nigerian queen with no time for me.
Oh no.
And
Maybe
I'm
that's
like,
true though, because she does a lot.
I think that is the tagline. Like I think that's what it should be. Because she has no time for me, for her.
Oh, Donnie commented on it. 6 out of 7 of these are it. I'm curious what the one he doesn't like is.
I bet you he doesn't like
Yeah.
Wendy's. Wendy's or who does he not like? I'm not sure who he doesn't like out of the crew. I mean, when I find Wendy and Mia to be the least kind of like interesting in the bunch in terms of like
I don't know.
longevity.
Yes, longevity, absolutely.
Like the rest of them will be there forever.
Mia, I'm having fun. Like I don't I'm having a nice
No,
time.
but she's. There is no darker line said in the history of television than when she says, I need a drink. I've been drinking for 24
No, it's
hours.
horrible.
I mean, granted, we've all been there, like on a bachelorette party. We're like,
Yeah.
I'm just gonna need you to bring me a vodka soda so I can
Last
figure out what I'm
weekend in the
doing with my day.
Poconos.
Right. No, I understand that sentiment in a way, but like doing it on camera, like what, and on like a Tuesday at a lunch, it just feels.
How do you
And for that
feel?
drink to be like a rosé margarita,
Oof, I would drink it. I don't know why I said
just do a
that.
little glass of wine and then maybe go take a nap.
How do you feel about Caesar salad with no croutons?
Just have the
Who
croutons. It's not that
cares?
many calories.
It's literally not.
The croutons aren't going to do anything to
Yeah,
you.
like the Caesar dressing is so
It's
caloric
mayonnaise.
dense. And an egg and an
Right. That's what.
anchovies and cheese and like.
Right. That's what they don't tell you. Like, ranch is mayonnaise. Like, it is
I'm
literally
glad you
all
said
these
it.
things are just
I'm glad
mayonnaise.
you said it. People need to
So when
know.
you're downing your lettuce in it, hey, I love it.
I
But
mean, come on.
I was at my barber the other day and we were talk. I'm friends with him. He's gay. And he revealed to me that he likes to dip his pizza in mayonnaise.
Yeah. You do it with
And at
Caesar
first
dressing.
I was gonna say, at first I was like that. I told him, I said, I think that's actually one of the more disgusting things I've ever heard. But then I was like, wait, well, I guess I do dip it in Caesar or ranch, which is mayonnaise.
You had
So.
just you put pepper in yours instead. Like
Yeah, I
it's
guess
literally
that's true.
mayonnaise with pepper
Right.
and fish, which sounds disgusting.
Maybe I don't like Caesar dressing anymore.
No, it's delish. I'm having a nice time. I think that the Candace Chris thing is upsetting because.
But we're confronting it head on at the top, which I
Yes.
like.
Yeah. We're
And I like
not.
that Robin is taking the quick stance of being like, this is very stupid.
Yeah. And I think what Karen was a little back and forth, but I think ultimately what she was getting at is like, yes, you have a right to feel uncomfortable. However, the intentions were not that, and everybody in this group knows that. And you guys just need to talk. And I think Chris would genuinely be like, I'm so sorry that happened. I didn't mean it
He
like that.
totally would. I think
And
he Chris is a legitimately great guy.
yeah.
I mean that. Well, and also, I think Karen had the bigger reveal.
Oh, yeah.
That was weirder than anything. When Karen said that there was a man, a house husband, that like kept wouldn't like what did she say? She like wouldn't let her go or like was
Yeah,
like
like a little too close for
that was
comfort.
weirder to me.
They're
But
gonna.
Giselle's for me, this she's showing signs of Lisa Rinna behavior in this,
Oh,
and that
yeah.
does not end well.
I mean, hey, Lisa's Rinna's been on this fucking show for so long, so maybe it does.
I know, but you end up with no friends, and Lisa Rinna has no one, and now is apparently making like fake troll accounts
What was it
to
called?
protect herself because she has no friends. Like baddie, it was something baddie, Robin
Batty.
baddie. I'm like,
People are
oh.
really crazy, though. I will say, on that note, it's like the way that someone was like, you know what? If I try to break into the account, the Gmail account, and reset it, I'm going to see what the at gmail.com is instead of the Gmail. And it ended up being like rena.com. Like, how do you even get, how does a brain get there?
I'm
Like,
gonna say this in the vaguest of terms, but we know people who've done this or things like it.
I probably did in high school, but like,
I just, there are certain people that need information and will do it. Like, you and I will just be like, oh God, this is like, well, I would get one step into it and once again be like, did I shut the cabinet in the kitchen? And it would be over. Like, I don't have the time or the attention span to focus on something like that. But there are people that need
that.
comeuppance. Yeah.
Comeuppance.
They do. This, whoever this was, needed to figure this out.
Good for
Which,
them,
don't
I
I mean,
guess.
I'm like, okay, like, check where, check to make sure my account is real. I'm like, why are you just checking this one? Check all of them.
It's re
Like, I don't understand how she figured out that this one was the one. That's the part that I don't, or she, I don't know who did it, but
I think because
they, I don't know how they figured it out.
I wonder if it's like you went, if you go to block them. And it says like block all other accounts, and then you look at your followers and see who's, or your following and see who's got, I don't know.
Oh, yes. I think that
Then you
is how
can
it
like
spawned because they
backwards
blocked
deduce.
Lisa Rinna,
Yeah.
and then it said that
Okay.
unfortunately, that means you also have to unfollow Bravo Batty. Then they said, not Bravo
It's not, it's
Batty.
definitely not
And
Bravo
then
Batty, and someone's name is that you're accidentally dragging.
No, Batty's in it.
It was like who something.
No.
Who?
I really think Batty. Wait, let me see who Bravo Batty. If it's Bravo, if Bravo Batty is just a person, which I'm sure. Oh
I'm
no,
sh
it
That's what I'm
is.
saying, Tom.
Bravo
You.
Batty. I'm so sorry. No, Batty is in it. It's the Twitter account is Batty something.
They f
Hope Bravo Batty never. Bravo Batty, I love you.
You dumbass.
Bravo Batty, please come on and we can clear the air on
Clear the
this.
air, yeah. Go
Come on and
sit in
sit
a
down.
dance room with the lights low and sit on the ground and talk about it like they did on
On what? When did we do that?
Potomac.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. We spent so much time in that dance studio.
Why? First of all, I just the fact they didn't turn on the lights to have a conversation, they still sat in the dark. That was something that made me actually laugh out loud. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't really. But I did think the whole time when we were there that it felt like a party you would throw.
What the fuck does that mean? It
Like, I could
looked like a
see.
bust. You
What? I could see you being like, I. Because you like to learn TikTok dances. And I could see you being like, I want to get a studio where we all learn a TikTok dance, do it together, drink some wine, and then go to dinner.
Okay, well now you're kind of selling it.
That was the point of the party. It sounds like you.
Except I would like, let's go to my, we'll do it at my house, and then I'll end up, you'll end up, you actually, you will end up
Well,
yelling at everybody.
yeah, because you'll do the TikTok wrong, like what happened when we were
Yeah.
in the Poconos. Kix had this whole idea for this TikTok, and then she filmed it incorrectly, and then
Got a little litty and then accidentally posted on my TikTok stories.
okay, so do you want to bop over to BH?
I guess.
I found this reunion very upsetting, and I
It's
thought
so
that. And
sad.
I embarrassingly watched it at 8 p.m. live last night just because I was like, I gotta just do this. And, I was bamboozled by producers again to think that it was going to be really revealing, which it really wasn't.
No.
In the end, we just learned more about why most of these women are actually some of the worst people we have.
Horrible.
And, I got mixed reactions to this on the Dumpster Dive Instagram, but and some of those reactions came from people who were gay and then some from non-gay people. But like, I thought it was really upsetting to hear Erica full wholeheartedly scream, not scream, but like really on top of her for someone who speaks in a full mouse nasally voice about like and acts like a full like superhero villain. She somehow touched this other part of her being and was like, Kathy ran up to me and said, that fat faggot wouldn't let me play this song. And the way she said it, it's like, okay, like, I understand you're trying to make a point, but you could have just said that fat F gay slur. And Andy could have been like, I could see Andy being like, you mean faggot? And Erica doing a little like, well, yeah. Like that.
It came out
That's
of her mouth
probably how
so
it could
comfortably.
have is yes, she but like that's my issue. I'm like, that's not and it's a hard thing. Like there are every most communities have words that are like oppressive and people try to navigate that and like reclaim it and do all these things. And a lot of people have different feelings about whether reclaiming things like that are necessary. But like it's just weird on a nat like Kathy is bad, which we all know, and I 1,000% believe she said that.
Yeah.
But for her, but she said it, and I'm not defending her, but she said it when the cameras were down. You're filming a show, and so now you're actually the person that said it on
On
camera.
live television, not live,
That's
but yeah.
actually really weird. that you felt so emboldened by your gay, you know, gay friends to get on this platform and say, to protect all your gay friends, faggot.
It was and it's shocking.
It's shocking and it's not cool. And if you're someone who lives in this world that uses that word and you're not necessarily a part of the community or also just have never been called that before, like, it's not something that I think that you should probably be saying. And I say it as a joke. I've been saying this whole time we've been covering the show that I wanted to make a shirt that said Kathy Hilton, call me a faggot on it. I get it. I understand the pot kettle black. I've been saying it a lot on this podcast, but I'm trying to make a point that, like, I'm saying it in a way that's kind of like one, reclamatory, and then also in a way, like, just kind of trying to laugh at it so we don't, you know, feel more upset by it.
Yeah.
But her saying it, it was so easy for her to just say it at the top of her voice.
Yeah, it literally rolled off the tongue. And that's what it's, too. It's like nobody, she's not apologizing from what I've seen on Instagram.
Well, I don't think people are coming for her.
No one gives a fuck about it. And it's crazy. It's like,
I feel like I'm crazy for being a little upset by it, to be honest with you.
I don't know. No, I don't think you're crazy at all. I think it totally makes sense. And I also don't think you're being sensitive about it. I think it's being realistic. Like,
it's just weird. Like, can you imagine if Lisa, but here's the thing. If another housewife on that couch said it at the reunion stage, Erica would be like, I can't believe you felt comfortable enough to say that.
Yeah.
I think she literally feels, she's one of those, and these people really frustrate me. Like, just because you're down with the gays doesn't mean you're gay. Like you're not a part of the community. I'm sorry. Like, you're just not. There are times and spaces that, like, not everyone's going to be a part of, because gay people aren't always allowed in your spaces. So there are words that just don't reverse. And in this conversation, I could speak even more vaguely and could go to a lot of different minorities and oppressed, like, groups, be that religion, race, or sexual identity. Mm-hmm. Like, we all need our own spaces to be honest in. And, like, sometimes it's not about excluding you. We've been forced to be included in your spaces for so long. Like, it's not like something that, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think she just, and she also pays her gay friends to work for her. Mm-hmm. So it's like, are they her employees or are they her friends?
Two things can be true, but yeah, she still pays them.
You know, but there's something weird to me about employees first and friends, like you hiring people to be your friends, essentially.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mikey and her are close, but whatever. Still, like,
Jesus.
I don't know. It's shocking. Just, that doesn't mean you're down with the community. You're not like, you're.
And this whole series, this whole season and this whole reunion has been just so frustrating to watch and really unwatchable because of how many, like, what am I trying to say? Like, dichotomies, for lack of a better term. That's such a fancy term. But, like, everybody's mad for saying cunt. Or everybody's not mad for saying cunt, but everybody's what? Mad for saying evil. A word you don't have to bleep on television. And then, like, nobody gives a shit that Erica said the F word on TV, but Kathy said it. And but, now,
okay, let's actually use the let's use faggot as a comparison, okay? What I want to say about that is I'm sure there are times where you say the C word to yourself in a fun way. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't.
But sure.
I know there are some
people. But in a joking
way,
sure.
I'm feeling like extra cunty. You know, cunty today, yeah. Right? That's a thing people say. And
do you ever think about, sorry, I have to derail for a second. Do you ever think about if your neighbors can hear you?
No, because I'm in a middle room.
I just am screaming the word cunt in my living room that I can.
No one could hear me because I'm in between my own bed, different rooms. So.
Anyways,
no, but so Erica and Rinna were like, no, evil's worse because, like, we use that word about ourselves all the time. Okay, so when a gay person says the F word, but now you're saying. Like I'm like, it doesn't, it's right.
Right.
You say it about yourself as I say that about myself, but you just said it on a national stage and now you you're a person that says that.
And it's same thing with like Garcelle's kids that both like all of her kids that have been in shit this season. If that was like Kyle's kids, Dorit's kids, Crystal's kids, anybody else, I feel like it would have been such a big deal. Maybe not Crystal because those women don't give a shit about her either, but like
No, I
if
don't think
it
they've
was,
even met our kids,
no, but if
sadly.
it was literally Kyle's kids who are older, maybe the same age in some vein, that's all we would be fucking talking about. And then Garcelle, it's just so fucking annoying, this show. So annoying.
It is. But you know, there are shining lights in it where you see a show,
Yeah.
and that when I saw Kyle turn to Garcelle and be like, they were talking so candidly about like, I can't do this, and Garcelle was like, you shouldn't have to at the end about doing a cheers to like this group of women. I'm like, Kyle, that is a friend right
Yeah.
there. Like, that's a friendship. Because if you turned to Rinna, Erica, or Dorit, even though I think Dorit is a good friend to her, I still think the three of them would give a very like convoluted for camera response to her being like, I can't be here.
Yeah.
Dorit did it at the end. When
Yeah.
Dorit brought the camera into Kyle's dressing room and was like trying to talk to her about it, Kyle's like, I don't know what you think I'm gonna say right now. Like, what are you gonna say that's gonna make this better? Like, please leave.
Yeah.
But Garcelle turns to her and says, and was so genuine and was like, you should go. Like, this isn't worth it. And that's a real friend. And that's why I see potential in the show, because I do see potential in Kyle, Garcelle, Sutton. I see
Dorit,
a fun,
yeah.
nasty, probably hard to watch feud though between Crystal and Kyle now. And I see Dorit as like an ancillary character, and then we bring on some new people. But like, I don't
I
think
agree. I totally agree.
if the show continues with Erica and Rena in full-time roles, at least we don't have anything that's fun
There's something
to
too about
watch.
them just like
Kind of funny, yeah.
sitting on that couch. Like, so, I mean, Dorit was on the couch with them, but, and so is Crystal, but like, they just are so isolated. They feel so isolated from everybody in a way that of their own making. Like, they're like in the craziest fucking glam I've ever seen in my life. Like, not even like Dorit does crazy shit, but, and they're like sitting on their high horse, like, I'm in the front chair. Like, I don't know. There's something about like their energy at the reunion too that was just like, oh, you guys know you're the mean girls. You guys know that you're unlikable, so you're just gonna run with it and be cunts.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's like it's hard to like get through. It's exhausting, to be honest with you, even talking about
Yeah.
it. But I'm happy the season's over. Kathy came off just as awful as she is.
Yeah, it's like there's not really sides to it. It's like everybody's technically
No.
right. Like, Rena is correct.
Yeah, I know. And that's the part that's frustrating me about the discourse online. It's like, it's actually not team Kathy or Rinna. Like, Rinna told the truth about something that happened. Kathy did do that. But Kathy's owning that she did something wrong.
Right.
And Rinna's trying to like drive in. But you know, I do think we got to something. And this is where the show gets me, is like, there's some like levels of like really dark. There's darkness there that is worth diving into, but they just don't go there. And I think we're getting into something really real, and is Rinna's relationship with like sisters. Is she, you know, sadly has a fraught relationship with her sister. Her sister passed away of some sort of addiction or something related to that. And between that and her trauma with her mom, I think there's just something about like
Like women,
this like family, this these female, and maybe you're right, like just women, that she just something about it does not click with her, and she can't do it, she can't like stand it. And I actually do believe her when she says she thought she saw the devil, because I think she just like but I think that for there's something there, there's something deeply traumatizing to her about seeing the either sisters fighting or an older woman being mad. I'm like, there's stuff there because that's, I don't think everyone would have said the same thing. And I think, I really believe her when she says that she felt deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah, sure.
But I think she needs to unpack that, not on television,
Yeah.
because there's some other stuff going on there.
Ending it on a high note with Beverly Hills, Kathy bringing a purse on stage just really makes me lol.
What about that crinkly, crinkly water bottle?
I think it's hilarious because she has no idea what she's doing. Like she doesn't get the scenario, and that brings me joy.
What about the star of the episode that I feel like no one's talking about? Carol, her like personal stylist, wearing like Joseph's Technicolor dream coat in the dressing room and like full on like PJs. She had like a floor length like multicolored trench and then like a PJ
Set.
onesie.
Oh, God.
It's like we're not talking about her enough. This is the woman who's created Kathy as we know it, I think. But crazies surround themselves with a cast of characters, her being one of them.
Yeah, look at Erica and Mikey, so.
Yeah, they look the same.
And Tom, so not you.
Well, Tom, I don't think she spent any time around that man.
No, but like she attracted that man, and he's crazy.
Well, I think, there's a lot more there. Like she, needed some money.
Yeah.
But okay, do you want to get to Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
What are we doing here is the real,
No fucking. I
question.
don't think these women know. I'm just happy that Angie's here. I think she's fucking crazy.
Talk about someone who says, I may not remember much, but you'll never forget
I
me.
don't. I w and she's right. I won't forget her
No,
because.
she doesn't remember anything. But you know what I learned about her in this basketball scene? I think they were all blackout.
Fucked up.
They were blackout
Fucked
in a box
up.
at the Salt Lake City Jazz, which I once again thought was like a jazz festival, not like an actual
Are
basketball
you
game.
serious?
I had no idea what that was. I was like front row seats at a jazz festival.
Tom, what?
I said this a couple of weeks ago. Maybe you weren't on the podcast then or something. I said this.
Oh, God. The.
Are they good?
Sometimes, but like,
So are jazz festivals sometimes.
but you really, in your soul, in your heart of hearts, you really was like, God, that's crazy. Like, what a crazy joke that you would make about someone sucking dick for jazz seats. Like, that's like seeing someone sucking dick for Mets seats. It's like the same kind of like, because it's the
No,
same
that's
sport.
higher. Like, I would suck dick for a good Mets seat, but sucking dick for a jazz seat is like sucking dick for like the non-act tour of Mamma Mia.
It's actually different because the non-act tour of Mamma Mia is non-ec. Jazz, the jazz is part of the like NBA.
No, I'm saying if I wanted to suck dick for like the idea of sucking dick for like jazz seats at a jazz concert festival or whatever
But that's what I'm saying.
is the same
Okay.
level to me as sucking dick for seats at
Got
the
it, got it,
non-ec
got it.
Mamma Mia tour in Salt Lake City. So
Okay.
that's why I was just so confused at like why we cared so much.
Right, and again.
I've understood this now for like 3 weeks, so I don't know. I understand that it's basketball now, but I was saying in the beginning, I don't know what the ja and what type of name is that for a basketball team? The
They're
Jazz?
literally like their logo is a jazz, like a saxophone.
Blue?
Like the J in jazz is a saxophone.
Okay.
Whatever that
Well,
means.
that also there's a lot I could say too because Salt Lake City is Utah is a deeply, deeply racist white
Ding ding
state.
ding.
So I'm gonna just try and like,
There is.
all the listeners' minds go wild with why I'm confused at why the Jazz is the name of their basketball
There's
team in
something
college.
to the fact that like Mormonism allowed black people in their religion and when the Jazz started as a basketball team.
No, are you serious?
It's like a little too close for comfort.
Oh my.
Anyways,
It feels like that scene in Airplane where the woman's like, I talk, I'm not going to say the word, but.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, okay. Well, for those that know, I know what I'm referencing, but it's giving that. I didn't connect all the dots of jazz and, you know, basketball and
okay.
where we are.
I looked it up. The Utah Jazz started in 1974. Black people and people, I don't even know if people of color, but were allowed, quote unquote, into the Mormon church 1978. Yeah, that's another
good. What are we doing?
I don't know. Well, yeah.
These people, I'm like, what are we doing? Like, we're trying to understand that Lisa Barlow is still a Mormon.
Like, happy as a clam.
And that's Mormonism that you're talking about.
Yeah, right now. It's like, the same one.
What are we doing? And Heather, this is the same Mormonism that Heather is feeling so deeply scared to leave.
Yep, same one.
Hence her hatred towards Whitney out of nowhere.
I'm pointing at my phone.
Yeah.
Same one.
I don't know. The Heather Whitney stuff is troubling to me because I really feel that Whitney is a little stuntina. I think Santina is stunted. Like, I think she has some, like...
I thought you meant, like, she's doing stunts.
She's not pulling stunts. She's a stuntina.
The jazz concert basketball tickets pulling stunts.
I think the awful cult of Mormonism has put her in some weird places mentally.
Of course.
Where she doesn't totally know how to, like, process certain types of conflict. And
but I believe that she...
It makes me sad.
I believe that... You're talking about Whitney.
Yeah,
I believe Whitney is a person that would heal and is open to healing.
I agree. No, I agree. But we're watching her go through talking, seeing her put up walls so quickly is interesting.
What I have noticed in this episode, it's like you've said this too about Whitney. It's like Whitney understands the camera, the show, and she also understands that this is like she's sharing her life. And mm-hmm. I think what. And again, you've mentioned this before. What's missing with Heather is that Whitney's talking about sucking dick at Utah Jazz. She probably maybe heard it. Like, and again, like we said, maybe it was a joke, probably a joke. But she was like, mm-hmm. This is such good, like, drama to bring up. Like, I think she made that connection.
Yeah.
So, like, she's getting the part of being a housewife where Heather is like, you literally ruined my soul. By calling me a liar, and so I'm gonna shove you against the wall.
Well, you know, I like Whitney, but she shouldn't have called her a liar. I mean, like,
yeah, that was dramatic.
I think Angie had poured one too many, like,
Vita tequilas,
martinis, and like, I think the girls were a little litty at the jazz festival. Just quite know what each other were saying. Like, I'm picturing Angie being like, she's on Nick Dominic front row seats. And then they're like, what? What'd you say? And then she like says again, and they're like, ah. Like, I just feel like it's like a drunken night out with the girls. And
I think once again, it's a funny joke. So like, I get it.
Right. But also what's hilarious to me is like, if someone said that about me, I'd be like, work. I mean, it's just kind of funny. It's not that dramatic. That's the part that's like, and Heather said that. I've seen Heather when she was like, I honestly kind of would suck dick for like a floor seat. Like, that sounds fun.
Again, hilarious.
I kind of agree with her.
If I was on a date and someone was like,
Brian ever hears this.
Yeah, he won't. So, if I was on a date and someone was like, I am the ticket recruiter of all of Manhattan, and I have tickets, we should go on our next date. Would I put out? Possibly. Like, so I get from...
Wait. A tour of all Manhattan?
No, I said a ticket recruiter. I don't know. For some reason, they have a lot of tickets.
Hey. I'm picturing like a man opening the door being like, I got a lot of tickets.
I got tickets in the back.
Let's be clear. I would do anything that needed to be done for front row at the Renaissance Tour summer of 2023.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to derail again. Aquaria, drag queen, posted a story. I don't know if it was a joke or not, that they're like...
No, I think it's a... I think she's trolling a little bit.
Fuck.
We'll explain it. I shouldn't have...
They're rehearsing for a Renaissance tour. But it looked real.
No, I think they're just going out tonight and they just like... We're dancing to America.
Yeah, in our hearts of hearts, we're all rehearsing for a Renaissance tour.
Oh, yeah, I've been rehearsing since July 31st.
And haven't stopped. It's October 27th.
31st.
Yeah. Listen to it every day, so.
Wait, when was it? No, it was July. It was in July.
It was, July.
Yeah. You know, it's weird to see so many new characters to come into this episode at one point.
It's
weird that it was a producer call to be like, and today's the day where we bring in the new girls because Jen's, you know.
It's like the first day of school.
Well, I think they might have not known when Jen would be gone.
No, absolutely.
I think
absolutely
we got to pick up filming because she might leave soon.
She doesn't know when she's going to be gone.
Yeah.
But God does, and she lets us know that, so.
So, well, never mind. I can't say this. I have something to talk about offline. Great. About the trial. yeah, we actually finally meet the woman who is the one who says to Jen,
thank God,
like, you better line up your book because, like, you're gonna need some money in prison, right? yeah, she's friends with Heather. She works at the spa, right?
No, she's just attends beauty.
She's
lab
a regular.
Laser.
Yeah. There. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure because she just kept saying, like, you know, from Beauty Lab and Laser. Like, that's what Heather kept saying, introducing sure. her. Her name's, like, Dana, I think?
Yeah. Diana?
Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, she just kept introducing her that way, being like, you know, from Beauty Lab.
And everybody's like, no, but okay.
Is she an investor? Does she work front desk? Like, what are we doing here?
It's like... The
but I'm excited to see her pop off because that clip from the trailer is
explosive. Epic. It looks amazing. Yeah. Two Angies.
Angie K. Wait, no. Angie K. Angie Harrington.
Yes.
I love, but well, stop talking about this. I have something else to say, but Angie K. though is not, I don't think, gonna be transition to full time for me.
Mm-mm.
They're trying to push her as a real moment, but I don't think she's not giving moment for me.
Mm-mm. No.
But did we see a couple things? We saw did you see the preview for next week?
No.
Oh, so Jerwin is in the preview.
Friend of the pod.
So Jerwin, friend of the pod, fully in the preview. They're doing some sort of like show that people are auditioning for. And they're there with Whitney and Angie in like these like Chicago, like the musical like outfits, flapper dresses.
Oh,
doing some sort of
every single season of a Housewife, like someone has to do a flapper,
yeah,
adjacent costume. So
that was shocking to see that, but very excited.
Yeah, they seem to
see from.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Just they're if you should follow them on Instagram. They're so much fun. And post really great stuff and just seem to have like a great time. They're Whitney's assistant, one of Whitney's assistants.
Yes, and also works, yeah, with Whitney on Beauty Line stuff. And mm-hmm. Yeah, we need Jerwin back on the pod soon.
Agreed.
So. Yeah, but that's kind of it, I think. What I do want to say is a big announcement. So we were supposed to recap Houses of Atlanta season 10, episode 12 this week for our Halloween series, but right after we announced our Halloween series, I got like a very weirdly exciting new opportunity at work. So like my life has been crazy. So getting to launch these episodes and then, you know, record, it's all been like a mess that wasn't planned correctly. So I want to apologize for that to everyone who maybe have watched that and then didn't see an episode this week because that episode just won't be coming out. but what I will say though is we have a very special, and Kix doesn't know this, but a episode coming out on Halloween. Me and Eric Wills from the Gay Ass Podcast and his husband Matt Loomis recapped Scary Island.
Amazing.
Yeah, I kept it for me because I want you to actually listen to it.
I will. I, you know, I love him, so I will absolutely.
Yes, we had so much fun. So this will come out Friday when you're listening to it, and then on the 31st, Halloween, on your commute to and from work, we got a fun little Scary Island recap. So check that out.
Spookiest time of year. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Kix's cat is going patch in the background. I mean, Scary Island is of the spookier things I've watched this spooky season. I've watched a scary movie almost every night.
I owe it a rewatch because it's probably been since I watched New York City for the first time, which was like
really
10 years ago.
Like, you have not rewatched
No.
it? Oh boy, it is a trip.
Literally.
And I mean that pun intended, yeah. I mean, seeing Kelly just lose it on camera is just...
She's so sweaty, too. That makes it just, like, even funnier. I don't know why. Everybody sweats, but, like, there's something about it.
Yeah, it's tough stuff. So, yes, check that out on Monday. And I hope everyone has a very fun Halloween weekend. And we love you guys. You can follow me at The Tom Hamlet. And you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X.
Yes, and then the podcast, Dumpster Dive Pod. And we will see y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.